Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Good. Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation. It's Aaron. I'm here till 1 o'clock as always. And as always, the request line is 604-822-20487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And yes, this is the Generation Annihilation show on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online. And 20 years ago today, we lost a rock and roll icon. That was Kurt Cobain, who was found dead. At the time, it was called suicide, but there's been some other speculations, which we won't get into. And just last Sunday, we lost a longtime member of the Vancouver punk community alumni. I'm talking about Dave Gregg. He played for DOA for many years, and yeah, he played on probably, I guess, most of the more noteworthy DOA albums from about 1980 to 1989. So, yeah, we're going to showcase some of those in a bit. But, we started things all off with the Meat Men going back to 1995. Pope on a Rope, name of the track was called College Radio Loser. And what else do we hear? We're here from the Circle Jerks, classic Wild in the Streets, Defamation Innuendo. That's a great song. I like that one. And yeah, the Meat Men played here a few years back at the Fortune Sound Club, and Keith Morris from the Circle Jerks will be coming to the Fortune Sound Club, not with the Circle Jerks, but with Off, and we're going to hear the brand new Off. It's called Wasted Years. This is a track called Red, White, and Black on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and the band is from Texas. They're called Razor Wire, and the name of the track we heard was called Razor Wire, and this is from a release called Breakout. And, who else did we hear in the set before that? We heard the Jolts and so before that. New 7-inch of theirs. It's called Pro Dirt. Or no, it's called Hammer Every Nail. Continental Op was the name of the track. And then we heard the Zero Boys from a new release called Pro Dirt. Name of the track is called Detroit Boys, and Zero Boys will be playing here in Vancouver, BC, May 9th, and it'll be awesome. And we heard from Off, from their latest Wasted Years, Black, Gray and White was the name of the track we heard, yeah. And Off will be playing Fortune Sound Club next Saturday here in Vancouver, and I'm going to play a band who I saw a few nights ago here in Vancouver. They're from the Bay Area. They're called Elegy, and this is from a 7-inch called Cemetery Earth. The name of this track is called Final Curtain. Here we go.
Oh, become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Do you want to support female-identified musicians in Vancouver? Love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Then join Girls Rock Camp for their second annual Cover Me fundraiser. 10 local female artists will cover their favorite female musicians at the Russian Hall on April 5th. All ages are welcome, and all proceeds will help low-income kids attend Girls Rock Camp. For more information, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and at the start of the sets, we heard from Elegy from their Cemetery Earth 7-inch release track called Final Curtain. They played that song the other night here in town. Elegy from San Francisco, California, played an awesome set. And then we went back to 2005 from Portland, Oregon's Death Charge. We heard a track called The Hangmen. It was on a 7-inch of the same name on Whisper in Darkness Records, followed by Montreal's Inepsy from the City Weapons release. Their first release, going back to the mid-2000s as well. City Weapons, they put out several albums after that, and they were a great band. They're no longer anymore, though. The track we heard was called If You Die, I'll Die, and we followed with Montreal's Born Dead Icons, Salvation on the Knees release from Whisper in Darkness Records, or Partners in Crime Records from Portland. That one came out in the early 2000s, and that band morphed into The Complications, who we heard after. Don't think they're going anymore, but we heard a track called Coffin from them, from their self-titled 7-inch, going back to 2007. So yeah, as I said earlier, we're going to get into spotlight on Dave Gregg, guitar player for DOA for many years. He played on all the classic albums: Something Better Change, Warren 45, Hardcore 81. Then he played on Let's Wreck the Party, kind of a maligned album, and True North Strong and Free. And he also played on Murder, although there was a new guitar player in place at the time. And yeah, Dave Gregg was also in a band called the Grooveaholics. He played in the Real McKenzies. He played in a band called, I think, 1984 they were called. Played a one show on this, that one-off show at the Smiling Buddha. And he was found playing in a band called No Fun in 1978 when DOA played one of their first shows at an anti-Canada Day protest. And Joey Shithead liked his guitar playing so much, he went to be second guitar player in DOA. And yeah, Dave Gregg was a phenomenal guitar player. He passed away last Sunday, and just last Sunday, I was watching some DOA footage going, man, his guitar playing was excellent. He was probably a hard one to replace. But what was I going to say? He was a hard one to replace, and he didn't write a whole lot of DOA music. He played lead guitar and guitar, and he didn't write a whole lot of the songs, but we're going to hear one song he did write called New Age. He wrote the music to it, and after that, we're going to hear a track from his first band that he was playing in before DOA called Private School. But yeah, from the Something Better Change Records, featuring the late Dave Gregg, we're going to hear a track called New Age.
Like a panic move. a bad boy, rock and roll hard. Seeing all the pictures in the magazine. All the girls that work smart, they just smile like movie stars. Now the lines play a part. Always blue, somebody else. Johnny's on the bed now. Linging up at him, say hell. Rock and roll radio, say rock and roll radio. Johnny was a bad boy, rock and roll hard. Johnny couldn't sleep at night. Turn the radio on at home. Playing rock and roll after 12. Johnny comes alive. Go Johnny.
All right, three tracks featuring the guitar work of the late Dave Gregg. Yeah, when he passed away last week, there was a lot of outcry, a lot of people sharing their condolences and stories. Apparently, he was quite a nice guy and quite a big fixture of the Vancouver punk and music scene. And we start things off with New Age from the Something Better Change release. By DOA and Hardcore 81 from DOA. We heard a track called 001 Losers Club. And then we heard Dave Gregg's first band from the Vancouver Complication. Private School. We heard a track called Rock and Roll Radio. And we're going to hear another track from DOA from the War on 45 release, his third studio release that he played on DOA with. And this is a track called America the Beautiful. Here we go.
The Dixon Street with their clubs. Makes no sense. Don't you buy it.
Race riot.
Don't buy it. We don't want that shit.
Race riot.
Don't buy it. We don't want that shit. Race riot. Don't buy it. KKK. What's gonna buy it?
Race riot.
No way it's gonna be a gun war.
Race riot.
No way it's gonna be a gun war.
Race riot.
No way it's gonna be a gun war.
Race riot.
No, 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 no.
Dragged his thoughts into a through a country and your majesty.
To be a bullet catcher, to be a bullet catcher, to be a bullet catcher, to be a bullet catcher.
Policewoman Fletcher,
she was a bullet catcher.
Policewoman Fletcher.
This is Colin from GBH and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Yes, and winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Heard a bunch more tracks featuring the late Dave Gregg on guitar, and we started things off with from the Warren 45 release, America the Beautiful, and that one has been released multiple times on a few different labels. Yes, it's a very classic DOA album. A lot of people heard DOA the first time with this album. This was one of the first DOA releases I ever really listened to and got into. The track was America the Beautiful, and from the Lost Tapes, we heard a track called Race Riot, and this one also was on the Let's Wreck the Party record, which is a very overproduced, slick rock-sounding record. Unfortunately, it could have been punk if it was produced differently, as you heard in that track. That's a very raw, punk-sounding version of that song. Track was Race Riot. And from the Don't Turn Your Back on Desperate Times, John Peel session, recorded in the mid-80s, 1984, I believe it was, when DOA went over to London, England, and did a session for the legendary John Peel. They recorded this session. Yeah, 1984. Track was called A Season in Hell. And from the True North Strong and Free release, we had a track called Bullet Catcher that came out in 1987. And the final track, the final record that featured the guitar work of Dave Gregg, Murder, we heard a track called Suicidal. And I think we heard almost every era of Dave Gregg's guitar work in DOA. And yeah, Dave Gregg toured extensively with the band, played on a lot of their pinnacle albums, and rest in peace, Dave Gregg. And this has been Generation Annihilation for another week here. We got Power Chord up next, and we're going to leave you with a couple more quickies. Going to leave you with a band from Edmonton called Harper SS, And then we're going to leave you with a band called Blood Pressure from Pittsburgh. So, yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Like us on Facebook. Download our playlists and podcasts, www.generationannihilation.com. This is Harper SS.
This is Ben from Graymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
What I saw.
Okay, this deli tray is unacceptable indeed. That was, of course, Gwar and the late Dave Brocky playing with them as well. Welcome to Power Chord. Yeah, we started things off with Gwar theme off the album Hello by the band Gwar, and then that was a track called The Salamanizer from their second record and most successful record, Scum Dogs of the Universe. Obviously, Dave Brocky passed away a couple weeks ago now. I'm not sure what the cause of death was yet, but anyways, yes, terrible news. Dave Brocky and aka Odorous Urungus passing away. I would have paid tribute to him in a more timely fashion last weekend when I was supposed to be here, but I couldn't make it in due to some Carcass Gorguts Noisome Black Dahlia murder related hijinks, if you catch my drift. Carcass and Gorguts and all them, they did play at the Commodore on Friday, last Friday night, and it was a huge show, awesome turnout, every band played incredibly, and I got pretty sloppy, and that's just the way things go some Saturdays. I also had a guest in town, my friend Eric Wessel from Red Deer, Alberta, who is a huge supporter of the show and donated very generously at during Fund Drive. Which, by the way, thank you everyone who did. He had come out to see the show and was drinking double gin all night and had a messy, pukey time at my house in the morning. So we were pretty preoccupied cleaning up bloody vomit from Eric Wessel. So I'm going to play this next one for him. This is something he was going to come in and do the show with me last weekend as well, and so he had a whole playlist, and we were gonna jam here, but alas, couldn't do, too ill. So this one is for Eric. This is Carcass with 316L grade surgical steel from the album Surgical Steel on Power Chord.